Curious about what steps you need to take to get ready for a market flip? On this episode of Driven Too Far, we're going to look at what companies and drivers need to do to prepare for a swing in the market. Hello, I'm Andrew Winkler with Chief Carriers, and this is Driven Too Far, the truth about trucking, a podcast that helps over-the-road truck drivers balance career and family. Whether you're a trucking company or independent driver, staying ahead of market shifts is essential. Let's take a quick look at how trucking companies can navigate some of these changes. You know, they often say that trucking is one of the first industries impacted when there's an economic downturn on the horizon, because what happens is the freight tonnage starts to slow down. So sometimes, most of the time, we're one of the first industries to kind of experience those slowdowns. And you can certainly see that in the tonnage and the amount of freight that's getting moved across the country. So it's very important that you stay in tune with those types of things. Make sure you're watching the markets, make sure you're reading certain publications and staying ahead of that. When you feel like those things are coming, or maybe like now we're in the middle of it, you know, it's important that you're constantly analyzing your routes and lanes. It's important that you become as diverse as possible, because sometimes what happens is the downturn will hit a certain segment of the market a lot harder than it hits others. So maybe it's important, it's critical actually, that you don't have all your apples in one basket. Maybe all of your customers aren't in the same type of industry, things like that. So the more diverse you can be through a downturn, I think the better chance you have coming out the other side in better shape. Communication's really important when these things go. And make sure you're talking to your drivers on the front lines. Listen to their feedback, because oftentimes they're going to be some of the first people that recognize something's changing out there. Something's different. We're not as busy, or something's changing at this shipper or that receiver, whatever that looks like. But make sure you're in tune with your staff and your drivers, and listening to them, what they're telling you as well. And then what you're hearing out from the industry news, and what your drivers are telling, what you're getting internally and stuff, then you can start to put a whole picture together of maybe what's really going on. It's kind of sad to say, but when these things happen, you know, as leaders in transportation, we should always be watching for these things, and we should always be looking at better ways to do our business, more profitable ways to do our business. But unfortunately, sometimes we get caught up in other things. When the downturn hits, that's when we really start to look internally and say, okay, our revenue streams are slowing down a little bit. What are we doing on the cost or expense side of things? And what can we be doing to save some dollars there? And that's really when we start looking hard and asking ourselves questions. You know, what about route optimization? Are we taking the most efficient routes for the freight we have? Are we looking through our data and our analytics to identify certain traffic lanes that simply aren't profitable, and maybe we need to stop hauling those? You know, they're losers for us. Again, we should be doing that all year long and every year, but it definitely becomes enhanced, and there's a bigger spotlight on those type of things when things are tight and things are tough. And then I think lastly, just maintaining financial flexibility. One of the things maybe that doesn't get shared with drivers a lot, and I want you to understand this, is when we come through good years, you know, and the last couple of years have been pretty good for trucking. We came out of the COVID thing and it was pretty dang good for a while. And last year was probably when we actually started to see the slowdown. But one of the things I don't know that carriers and companies communicate well with all their drivers, so you don't really know what's going on behind the scenes. And by the way, that was one of the reasons for this podcast, was to kind of pull back the curtains a little bit. I know that you probably hear that your company's having a great year. Oh, we had record profits, or we had record this or that and stuff. And then when it comes review time, you get an average raise, right? Maybe you're lucky enough to get something a little bit better, but I know that leaves some question marks in a driver's mind. They're saying, okay, if we had such a great year, why did I just get the same raise I did last year and the year before that? Why am I getting a better raise? And I'll tell you, one of the strategies behind that is that there's always been a cycle to transportation. And for a long time, it seemed like it was 7 to 10 years, something like that, But it's kind of changed recently. We're off cycle a little bit. But my point is, if that was a 7-year cycle, maybe you have 5 good years in trucking, and then you have 2 years that were kind of a downturn, and then you come back out of it and it rebounds and we go back to the good years and stuff like that. We know from experience, have been in the industry a long time, that we're going to go through those cycles. And our whole economy does it too. It's not just trucking, but we have to, in the good years, put money away. We have to have cash reserves, because when we get to these tough years like we're in now, we're burning through cash, to be honest with you. The revenues aren't there. They're not what they were a year or two ago, but our expenses haven't changed much, or maybe even the expenses increase year over year, because you know that equipment costs more, insurance costs constantly go up. You got the fluctuation of fuel. The hiring wages of people, you know, drivers demand more, the office staff demands more than what they were making just several years ago. So the expense side is really, really hard to control. So what I want you to understand is, if you didn't get a spectacular raise in the good years, there's probably a strategy behind that at your company. And the understanding is that, we're definitely stashing, you know, money away, because we know there's going to be a downturn at some point in the future, and we're going to need some cash reserves to get us through that. One of the dangers of going through a down cycle like we're in now is, of course, like I said, we're hyper-focused on the expense side of things, but can you take it too far? What happens if I cut too many expenses as an owner or a leader in the transportation industry? Can I actually hurt the company even worse? And the answer is absolutely, you can. So you're probably going to find the low-hanging fruit and cut the things that you don't really need, that aren't critical to your business operation. But you got to be careful not to cut too much where it's going to harm you down the road, because we know this thing's going to flip back, hopefully in 2024. There's some debate about that, of when it could happen. But let's say it's going to flip in the next 12 months. Well, one of the things that would be very easy for me to cut, when I start looking at my financials, is I look at how much money we put into marketing and advertising, you know, for driver hiring and things like that. The trucks are full right now, right? So it would be very tempting for me to go, well, let's cut back on our driver advertising money because the trucks are full. We don't need to put as much money away. I think we can save some bucks there. The problem with doing that is it takes a long time to fill that pipeline for drivers. And unfortunately, I've learned this from experience in the past, but once you cut off driver advertising and you kind of stop or really slow down the process, it can take 6 to 9 months to maybe even 12 months to rebuild that pipeline and get those drivers flowing back through it. So in the end, you may have saved some dollars, you know, when you cut it off, but all of a sudden now you've got empty trucks against the fence and you can't get enough drivers in fast enough to fill those. And there's revenue opportunities out there that are bypassing you as a company because you got empty trucks parked against the fence. So what really costs you more was, you know, was it when you cut the expense and you cut the advertising expense, or did you miss way more revenue opportunities when it kind of started flipping and coming back on you? And like I said, I've done that in the past, and I've kind of learned the hard way not to do that. So we don't ever really take our foot off the gas pedal when it comes to hiring drivers. I think you got to be really careful on the safety side of things too. Is, you know, it might be tempting to pull back on like some training expense for drivers when you're thinking about safety in the safety department. Certainly you can't do that in the maintenance department. You can't be skipping PMs and intervals to get the trucks and trailers inspected, things like that. While it's tempting to cut back hours, maybe in the shop, cut back overtime in the shop, I don't think you can do it. There's just certain things you don't touch when it comes to that stuff. And safety is obviously one of those. We just don't compromise safety for any reason. One of the things that's been happening in the industry, particularly on the brokerage side of things, when you think of the logistics companies out there, if you've read any of the headlines, you know, there's been some big layoffs with some brokerages and logistics company cutting staff and stuff like that. And man, I think about the morale and what that does to people on the inside. I think your staff can understand for the most part that you need to be watching expenses and making sure you're not spending money foolishly. There might be a few things you can cut out altogether that just really aren't that critical to the business at the end of the day. But once you get to that point where you start doing layoffs or wage freezes or something like that, then it gets real and people get nervous. So hopefully you don't get to that point. Now, the brokerages that are doing this, they're having the same problem where they're not generating enough revenue to support the full staff. So they probably really don't have a choice, but it's going to be a step backward for them. They're going to, you know, they're going to lay off a certain percentage of their staff, and it'll take them time. And I'm talking probably years to kind of recover to where they were before the downturn. So cost cutting can certainly provide you some short-term relief. But I had a conversation recently too within our own company, and one of the things I was thinking about was, so every year we order a certain number of tractors and trailers and stuff like that. So we have a cycle to replace equipment, and I started questioning myself: is this one of those times where I should either cancel or push off a truck order? See if I can push it out several months, something like that, in an effort to kind of save some dollars. But then I was reminded that, you know, when you do things like that, there's a consequence for everything, right? And we specifically go out and recruit drivers. And one of our things is that we have nice equipment. We have a 4-year trade cycle on our trucks. So we don't really want anything outside of 4 years or outside of warranty in the fleet. And once you make that decision to stop an order, cancel an order, do something like that, and you get yourself out of cycle, not only could it cost you more in maintenance expense down the road because you ended up running some trucks longer than you wanted to, what does it do to your recruiting? All of a sudden, it throws a wrench in your recruiting, because now you can't say that, you know, everything's 4 years or newer. So those are the things you got to really think through. And thankfully, while we're thinking about those things, we haven't made any changes like that yet. We intend to continue to get our equipment orders this year. And we're confident that the economy and everything will flip back, or at least start to flip back around this year. I think it's going to be a really slow recovery. That's a funny thing. When it happens and it crashes, it's like falling off a cliff. And then once it starts to come back, it's never fast. It's just kind of a very gradual slope or an incline. So it takes a lot longer to recover than it did to fall off. One of the things that happens or can happen is missed opportunities. When things start to slow, it really gives you a good opportunity to look at your business and thinking about the structure and the foundation of your business. When times are slow and I'm not as busy as I want to be moving freight, what could I be doing? How could I be working on the business? And it gives you a chance to look internally. Maybe it gives you a chance to catch your breath and you work on these projects that you just couldn't quite get to when things were going crazy and the freight's moving all over. So those are the missed opportunities, is don't let that pass you up. Just because the freight's slow, it doesn't mean there's not work to be done in the business. And you have to recognize that. And that's the time where you can come in and maybe you need to establish some new standard operating procedures. Maybe you want to install a new piece of software and make sure that the drivers get trained correctly on that so it really works as intended. So you have to take advantage of those opportunities too. Now let's turn our attention to the drivers themselves. So what should you be doing, whether you're a company driver, an independent contractor, or something like that? What should you be doing during these times? It's really critical that you keep yourself informed. And I'm not talking, I've seen some social media groups out there that wouldn't be my source of good information about what's happening in the trucking industry. Transport Topics is one of the standards in our industry. And of course they have several different newsletters and things you can sign up for. There's other good industry magazines that will kind of keep you on top of what's happening in the industry. So go find some of those out there, the reputable ones that you can count on, not the gossipy ones that are just, they want to tell you about every fatality accident that happened out there, but find somebody that's really, they're looking at the economics of things. They're looking at the safety trends of things. and they're really trying to pass along good information. But it's critical that you have that information so you know how and when to react. Flexibility is going to be key, and we've probably talked about this in other podcasts as drivers and stuff. When there's a downturn, don't keep just trying to do the same things all the time and then get yourself aggravated and upset because the company doesn't have that lane or that load that you always like to do. Believe me, things have changed in the background, and it's not the company holding out on you or not giving you that. It's they don't have it. It's not available. Somebody else came in and took it, or that lane's gone completely away. So it's critical that you remain flexible as a driver and you recognize that, okay, things are changing. I've got to be flexible myself. And the best way to do that is just good communication with your dispatch, your driver manager, however your company operates. But you know, get their insight on things. God, what are you seeing in there? Is it really that slow, or you know, what's happening? And just work through it and stuff. It's like, okay, I understand things have slowed down. What can I do as a driver? I got to make sure that I'm taking a paycheck home on Friday. What's my best bet here? And rely on your relationship with your dispatcher to figure that out together. Now, the reality is there's a good possibility that your average paycheck may drop a little bit compared to what it was a year or two ago. We're in the same boat as the company, right? Our overall revenue has dropped because there's not enough business. There's not enough freight out there to keep it at those high levels. And undoubtedly, that's going to have a trickle-down effect on you and affect you as a driver. So that's a conversation for you and the family, understanding that things are going to tighten up just a little bit. Just like we as a company had to figure out how to kind of put cash reserves away in the good days, you know, hopefully you've been able to do that through a savings account or something on the home front as well. Safety should always be your top priority. We call it a core value at our company because we don't compromise it for any reason, and you shouldn't either. So just because freight has slowed down, that doesn't mean we ever, you know, slow down our vigilance and things when we're talking about safety and working safely around the equipment stuff. Don't take any shortcuts. Can't afford to do that for sure. And lastly, I kind of spoke on it already, but it's talking about cultivating the relationships with these key people in your business. Those relationships with dispatch, with maintenance, whoever it is, that's what's going to help get you through this. So don't turn away from them. Don't get mad at them. That's the time to really dig into it and work even harder or closer with them to figure out how you're going to navigate this stuff together. Because remember, it's affecting the company just like it's affecting you as an individual. The more communication you have with your driver manager, they know your availability. They know that, hey, it's my weekend that I would typically go home, but I'm short. I'm going to make myself available. That's critical type of communication that should be going on. And I hope you see that. Well, I've seen some other things in my own fleet like that where people kind of, they start to struggle a little bit financially, but by gosh, they're not going to give up the weekends at home, or, you know, there's just no flexibility at all. And unfortunately, they get to a point sometimes where I know they want to blame us as a company, but the reality is we didn't do it either. And we have to fight through it, and we need you to fight through it too. But if you think you're going to, when things are tight, you think you're going to have the same schedule as you did when it was good, when things were moving good, that's just not realistic. So that's back to that whole flexibility and communication thing with your DM. And be thinking about your family. Be thinking about, I still have a responsibility to take care of my family. I may have to stay out an extra day or something a week. I hate that you have to do that. We don't like it either, but that might be the reality where we're at. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Driven Too Far. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button so you never miss an episode.